Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Suzanne Tullian is our guest. She is a member of our Brain Trust. She's a principal of the Branding Ascension Group and a co-author of Brand DNA. You're starting to get the picture. She's a brand expert, and she's our friend, Suzanne Tullian. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's good to have you here. Hey, Suzanne. In the previous segment, you came in online there just as I was wrapping up, and I was talking about the fact that everybody has a brand. Companies have brands, individuals have brands, employees have brands, not to mention our products. And the question is not whether you have one, the question is whether you're defining it or somebody else is defining it. And that includes individual professionals, like solo professionals, like realtors, brokers, consultants, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, I always say, are you in control of it? You know, but defining it is the same thing. So you're exactly spot on there.
So talk to us about, you know, one of the things, talk to us about the individuals, the smaller shops, the solopreneurs. Like, I was a consultant all by myself years and years ago. Talk about that.
Jim, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
I can. I can hear you
okay.
Fine. Yes, I can hear
great.
You. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so, talk to us about the solo professional branding.
Well, the solo professional branding is very similar to the business branding, although it's just much smaller in scale. So when the customer buys from the solo professional, they're literally buying the brand of the professional. They're not necessarily buying the products. We can get down to the base level of understanding the competition and understanding that so many products are similar these days, and there's certain benefits and features, mm-hmm. sure, that might sway one person to buy from a different company versus you, but if you can build up the trust and create the distinction and build on consistency and, you know, create the engagement that the customer's really looking for, then you're going to be the one chosen for that particular product. So it's really all about...
If there ever has been... If there ever is a group where special sauce is a big deal, it's the solo operator, isn't it? Because, for example, realtors, they all get the same commission, right? And
yeah.
And so it's not like you can outprice someone, right?
Yeah, and if I don't know about your area or the listener's area, but my area in Colorado Springs here, we're saturated with real estate brokers. We have over 2,600 brokers in our tiny little area here, and they're a dime a dozen. And if you don't stand out and create some distinction, then, you know, I've got 7 realtor friends, just for an example, and who do I refer to? You know, my point is I try to match up anybody that I know is looking, you know, for realtor services with the personality that works best with that person. So I am constantly mm-hmm. thinking of their personal brand before I'll even refer anybody.
So what you're doing, though, is without them realizing it, you're, in a way, you're defining their brand for them, aren't you?
I am, and it's a shame because I have my own filters based on what I've seen and what I've experienced with them, but if they are not aware of it consciously, constantly stepping into who they think they are and in control of that, then the mm-hmm. perceptions I'm having of them could be off quite a bit, you know, versus what they want me to have. So it's really about mm-hmm. creating that conscious level of understanding of how do you want to be perceived in the marketplace. Identify and define that. That's what my Brand DNA program is really all about. And then stepping into that, you know, creating the systems and processes and the standards of living that enable you to be more of who you say you are.
Well, let's talk about some of the elements of a personal brand. Okay, I have a certain kind of personality, Suzanne, and you may like it or you may not like it. I'm probably not going to change my personality. I'm going to be Jim Blasingame tomorrow like I am today. Maybe, hopefully I'll be a little smarter. Hopefully I'll learn some things. Maybe I'll get a little bit softer. Who knows? Maybe I'll mellow in my old age. But pretty much I'm going to be the same kind of person I was 20 years ago. But, so if you don't like it, then I can't do anything about that. But I can add, make sure that there are elements to my brand that I can do something about. For example, if you have a person who being on time is a big deal, and you know that Jim Blasingame is always on time, that would be a reason why you would recommend my brand, wouldn't it?
That would be a very relevant construct of your brand, yes, that creates that that level of understanding and relevancy for the buyer. But when you talk about elements of brand and what you were just talking about, I would say that is a piece of what we call your brand style, which are elements of your brand personality. And you're right. The point is not to become something you're not, but it's become more of and leverage who you already are on the positive side. You know what I mean? So it's really like if you're just an awesome sleuth and you're a constant searcher of information, then you can really start building on that piece of your personality that you're going to discover all of these things that need to be discovered in order for this client to understand their role. Let's just say if we're back into real estate, role in buying what they're buying. And so
I'm going to stop you for a second because I got to take a quick break. I need your website, please.
It's www.brandascension.com.
All right, so check that out. And she's the co-author of Brand DNA, too, by the way. We come back, I'm going to talk some more about these elements of your personal brand. I really think this is important to think about. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.